Coach Blake Hendricks, it's 65, sunny out. It feels like softball weather, and your season's right around the corner.
Yeah, we start tomorrow. We play a benefit game against Pottsville. You couldn't ask for better weather this time of year, you know. Kind of scares me getting into March, though, because you think the bad weather's coming eventually. But really good weather. I think we're going to have good weather tomorrow, and we're excited to get rolling.
So tell me about your offseason. You return a lot of pieces from last year, a team that gave the eventual state champion Benton all that they wanted. Tell me how your offseason went and what you have back.
The offseason was really good. You know, we only lost one starter from last year, so we'll have to replace her. But the offseason has been really good. We've been hitting the weight room hard, working hard every day on the field or at the indoor if we have to be in there. And we're just ready to roll. Like you said, we got a bunch of returning players. We only lost one, and I think they're itching to play. So we're ready to go.
So your conference is kind of a grind. It's, you know, you're going to have a team like Farmington that a lot of people think can win it. We're a team that we think we can win it. Greenwood's always got good pieces. What do you expect out of this conference this year?
A bunch of tough opponents. Like you said, you know, Farmington and Greenwood have kind of been the class of our conference, along with Van Buren, you know. So we're kind of and there's no really weak spots. So it's going to be a battle every Tuesday and Friday when we have conference games, and we're going to have to come out and play really good softball to win those games, and that's what we plan to do, and that's what we hope to do. So
you mentioned you have essentially you lost one starter from last year. You add to that a pretty good group of freshmen. How much has that made your practices more competitive? How has it made your team?
Just having the group of young kids that can play and know how to play, it just kind of ups the level of everybody else a little bit. You know, they see the kids that are returning, you know, they see that there's people behind them that can push them. And, you know, we kind of want it to be a competition, but at the same time, you got to look at it as you're making your teammate better by pushing them in practice. And they're trying to get better. So it's just been really fortunate. And this is a situation that we haven't had a lot in the past. You know, I haven't had a group like this since maybe the seniors this year were freshmen. So we're excited about it, and we're ready to get started.
And one last thing, I ask Greg this and all of our other coaches, give me one thing that we need to be good at this year, kind of a point of emphasis that not only will get you in the state tournament, but help you make a run or have a good season in general.
Defensively, you know, if we can come out every game and if we can play clean defense and have minimal errors. I'm not saying that we're not going to have zero errors in every game we play, but if we can come out and we can have one error or two errors or less in each game, then we've got a really good shot of winning each game we play. So that's probably the biggest thing.